Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of the Lyme Boss Podcast. I'm Heather Gray, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and certified energetic practitioner, and I am the Lyme Boss. In today's episode, we're going to dive deep into mindset. Groan, I know, everybody's least favorite subject because it's not sexy. It's not a quick fix, and it's not sexy. Mindset, man, it is absolutely crucial to success with anything in life, whether you know you're an athlete, martial artist, trying to get over a health issue, relationships, you name it. Mindset is absolutely that foundational piece that so many folks are missing these days. It's sad because, you know, when I was growing up in sports and my husband growing up in sports, we both got that mental toughness. Right, that being an athlete, being a musician, you know, being in martial arts gets for you. And sadly, like just the everyday Joe Schmo doesn't get that kind of mental fortitude training. It really does take training, right? It's not something that we come by it honestly. You know, a lot of times when we encounter obstacles, a lot of us are just like, that's it, I'm done. I heard this story in the book, The Obstacle is the Way. If you haven't read it, I highly, highly recommend it. But it was this story of back in medieval days, and this king put a boulder in the middle of the road, and he wanted to see, you know, who had the fortitude to work around it. And there was a couple folks that, you know, would come up and see it, and they would kind of push on it a little bit, but then get exhausted and give up rather quickly. A lot of folks just grumbled and moaned about the boulder being in the middle of the road, but they didn't do anything about it. And then finally, this outsider comes walking down the road. He tries to push on it a little bit. It's not budging. So he goes into the woods to find something he can get some leverage. He comes back with a stick, uses that stick underneath the boulder to get some leverage, and he moves the boulder out of the road. Underneath the boulder was like a note from the king and like all this gold coin, you know, saying, congratulations, you know, you did it. But that is seriously what it takes. You know, Dr. Joe Dispenza is also another huge, I'm a huge fan of. And if you haven't listened to his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, I highly recommend starting there. He talks quite often about that you have, if you want to change your personal reality, you have to change your personality. Listen to that again. If you want to change your personal reality, you have to change your personality. So many folks, especially with chronic illnesses, were like, no, this is my cloak of comfort. This is who I am. You know, I don't want to change who I am. Okay, cool. Then stay stuck in your illness, right? Stay shake. If nothing changes, nothing changes is another thing I say often. And so when I, you know, was getting over this, the Lyme disease, the mold toxicities, the three autoimmune diseases, losing over 100 and some odd pounds, you know, keeping myself out of the psych ward, I didn't grow up having nice, encouraging things told to me. I had the exact opposite. I was torn down quite often. I was told I was an idiot, that I wasn't going to amount to anything, that I was fat, that I was ugly, that I was stupid. Stupid was often, that was a big one, a big trigger for me. And I think that's why I dove in deeper into certification after certification after certification after certification, right? To show that I wasn't stupid, to show my worth. But really that kind of type A personality type stuff is also what gets us sick some of the times. So when I talk about retraining the brain, there's a lot of different modalities out there that can get you where you need to go. There's a DRNS or the Gupta method are two really awesome ways to kind of help retrain the brain and the nervous system. Because if you've got a chronic illness, I can almost 110% guarantee you are stuck in fight or flight, right? There is always the tiger in the room. And your nervous system is on alert. And when we are in this energy, we can't heal. We can only heal when we're in rest and digest, not in fight or flight. And so those programs really help get that nervous system out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. Another one that I really like is breath work. And I used to make fun of breath work so much back in the day because I was like, I breathe every damn day. If it was so beneficial, why am I not better? And my poor ignorance, I was a chest breather, right? So a shallow chest breather, which also then keeps that anxiety going because we're never really getting a full breath of oxygen into our system. You know, if you think about it, when you're running away from a tiger, you're not taking big belly breath. You know, you're breathing from the chest, quick bursts of energy, you know, breath out, you know, so you can run away from the tiger. So I started doing, which one of my favorites is box breathing. So easy. And start off with the count of four. And it's just like it sounds. So it's like four counts in, you hold for four counts out, and hold for four counts. And I want you to do that like 3 to 4 times, 3 times a day before every meal. So before you actually sit down to your food, have your food go down, make sure to say grace, give gratitude. And then I want you to do your breath work. I want you to do 3 rounds of the box breathing count of four. That'll help. What's it called? Fight or flight, rest and digest. Right. So if we're out of fight or flight, then we're also going to help our digestion do its job better and work with the food that we're working with instead of fighting against it and being constricted because we're stuck in fight or flight. You know, how many of us are like eating on the go, eating on the run, eating in front of your computer? You know, we're not mindful. And we've got gut issues. We've got digestion issues. We're constipated. So I know that's a little bit off of mindset, but they're related. Trust me. So we've got DRNS, we've got Gupta, we've got breath work. Another one is somatic experiencing work. And there are a lot of different little exercises with somatic experiencing work that'll help get you out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. Dr. Amy Apigian is where I learned a lot of these methods from, and they're my favorite. She's my favorite when it comes to like trauma work. And so one of my favorites I'm going to show you is called the VU with a push away. So anytime we do a VU, or humming, or chanting, or gargling, singing, humming, all of that stimulates the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is, you know, attached and touches all areas of the body. And a lot of times when the vagus nerve isn't working properly, we're also getting into that fight or flight. So doing these types of exercises can help the vagus nerve calm everything down. And the push away is just like it sounds. And so you're going to put your arms up next to your shoulder, your hands next to your shoulder up here, and you're going to act like you're pushing away a boulder. And I want you to actually like engage your arms like slow and like you're really pushing something away, right? And at the same time, you take a deep breath in and we're going to do the VU. So let me show you. So take a deep breath in, get your hands up here. VU. Did you see how slow I did that? If I didn't have the sweater on, you could actually see my arms being engaged like I was pushing against something. And it was really relaxing, and that's exactly what I was looking for. A lot of times you can tell when you're in rest and digest. If your stomach starts to gurgle, like you've churned on your gastric juices, you get a sigh, you get a yawn. Are some good indicators that you've tipped your autonomic nervous system in the opposite direction. I did talk about the book, The Obstacle is Way. The history books are filled with people who, against all odds, succeeded. They are not the exception. They are the rule. I had this pastor one time growing up. And nothing else he ever said ever stuck in my mind, but this one phrase of we don't grow up on easy street. And so many folks, I don't know where we get this idea where we feel like it is supposed to be easy. And then when it's not, we get really frustrated, like we've done something wrong. Somehow it's our fault. Or that somehow the world is, you know, picking on us. You know, when really, I mean, there's no light without the dark. There's no good without the bad. There's no yin without the yang, you know. It's just the way that life is. Like joy and pain are different sides of the same coin. So the more that we can stop struggling against the obstacle of it's not supposed to be this way, And the more that we just embrace and accept that this is what, these are the cards that we got dealt, what the hell are you going to do with them? Are you going to sit in your bed and complain and cry, be a victim? Trust me, I get it. My uncle killed himself when I was 4 years old. He was my best friend at that age. I was raised by basically a pack of wolves, and one sane, decent person decided to take his own life, right? And leave me with those wolves. You know, I had a standard American diet with celiac disease that was undiagnosed for decades. So much gut issues, so much constipation, alcoholism, addiction, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, abandonment, toxins, you know, a couple stints in the psych ward. Like I can go on and on. And I would be perfectly justified in, I'm a victim. I was bit by a tick and I got this disease and meh, life's not fair. Right? But if I would have stayed with that attitude, I'd still be sick. Because I held on to that for a while. I held on to the justification of being sick and being a victim and having people coddle me and tell me, oh, poor Heather, you know, but it just kept me sick. It just kept me stuck. And I had to learn the only way out was through, you know, just like the book, The Obstacle is the Way, you know, whatever that obstacle is for you. There's so many I've overcome in my life. Crappy relationships. Now I have a beautiful relationship. You know, horrible health. Now I have phenomenal health. And all of these, it's sad because when I'm working with new folks, they get very, I've seen 20 practitioners and no one's been able to help me. And what are you going to do for me? That's different. You know, this type of, this attitude and this, I don't know what's the word I want to look for, but you know, sadly, I've said this before in a lot of, social media these days, is that you can't, just like a relationship, you can't leave a toxic relationship and take all that baggage in with you to a new relationship and expect it to work. It just doesn't work that way. And it's no different when you're with a practitioner. So yes, those ignorant practitioners before weren't able to give you the answers you needed. And it is just ignorance. I don't think anybody was out to get you. I don't think it was this big malicious conspiracy. I think it is pure ignorance and our really backed up medical system, our backwards medical system. You know, so God bless all the failures because they taught you where not to look. They taught you what the problem is not, right? So process of elimination, it's not that, it's not that, it's not this, it's not that. Beautiful. Learn from that and move on. Take that data and move on. Athletes, again, musicians, again, inventors, they don't give up after a few failed attempts, even 20 failed attempts. I was reading the other day, I think it was just Edison, 6,000 failed attempts at coming up with the proper material for a filament in a light bulb. Like at one point he even used the beard hair from his coworker. 6,000. Could you imagine failing 5,999 times before you actually got it? You know, I had someone else, a really awesome meme the other day, and they're like, what if 10 years of suffering, you know, the 10 years that you've put in this, you know, I'm going to say it backwards, but it's something like, when it finally all comes out, right, those 10 years that you spent suffering, it's going to be worth that once you get things figured out and you've got the rest of your life working mind, body, and soul properly. So mindset, it's funny too. There's quite a few times where it feels like brainwashing. I am not going to lie. And that's okay because I don't want the old Heather. I don't want the bitter, angry, reactive, resentful, judgmental Heather. Those are all the things that also helped keep me sick. They also helped keep me be that that good host for getting Lyme disease, right? Because all of those types of emotions are actually really harmful on your nervous system, on your cells, they're toxic. And if we stay in that toxic soup, we're going to get sick and stay sick. So, you know, anytime I have something pop into my head, like, oh man, Heather, you're a fucking idiot. Cancel, say something else. I had one point, my husband a couple of years ago looked at me and he goes, stop talking to my wife that way. Right. And I had to really take a step back and go, holy shit. I wouldn't talk to my worst enemy the way that I'm talking to myself right now. So for a minute there, it felt like a part-time job catching all those thoughts and correcting them. But that's what it took. Now, I wouldn't dream of talking about myself that way. I truly do love myself. I love my life. I have gratitude. That's also part of changing your mindset and getting better. But you can't just focus on the treatment. Like I said, I know mindset's not sexy. It's not this super pill or super procedure or some cool cutting edge crap coming out of Germany. It's right between your ears. And a lot of times it's free. And it starts with you. And, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a result, a different result. I have people ask me often after they get done with this type of work, when can I go back to? I just want to smack my head. I'm like, you can't go back to. There is no going back. If you go back, you're going to get sick again. All these different things, toxins, lifestyle, viruses, bacteria, all came together in a perfect storm to get you where you're at. So in order to get better, you kind of have to do a 180 and start learning some new tricks, new tips. You know, detoxing yourself and your environment, detoxing from toxic people, detoxing your brain from toxic thoughts. So mindset is absolutely crucial to getting better and staying better. So I gave you a few different techniques to start off with, the VOO with the push away, box breathing before every meal, DRNS, Gupta. There's an emotional freedom technique or tapping. You can actually Google or get on YouTube and put tapping and anxiety, and they'll walk you through. So again, free tools. They'll walk you through these different points on your body where you can tap. It's like acupuncture. And so you're trying to disrupt those thoughts and kind of rewire new thoughts. So tapping, breath work, somatic experiencing work, bioenergetic work, emotion code work. I do emotion code and body code clearing, trying to find stored emotions, toxins in the body and help move them out without you actually having to like relive the experience. So there's a lot of different tools out there, most of them free or very inexpensive, but it takes consistency and it takes work. It's not easy. It might be simple, but it's not easy. And small steps add up to big wins. So don't ever discount the power of the mind. I say this often. You want to know how powerful your mind is? Think about something that turns you on, right? Something a little sexy. Tell me you're not getting a physical response in your body to what you're thinking. So start using one of the most powerful tools there is, and that's your mindset. If you have further questions, make sure to go to my website, thelineboss.com, and there'll be a pop-up for a free cooking series. Make sure to put your email in that pop-up, and that way you'll subscribe to my email list, and you'll get all the latest podcasts that I put out, summits coming up, recipes. I mean, so much free content on a regular basis. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you learned one little nugget from this, that, you know, will help change your life and that might inspire somebody else. Please, please, please. That's how this, you know, information gets out in the world, is through you. So make sure to like, share, subscribe, go to my website, sign up on my email list. Make sure if you have any questions, let me know. I'm here. Have a healthy day. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelineboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, real cooking for real life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelineboss.com.